Good evening and welcome to the Healing Codes and Whole Life Healing Coaching Q&A. My name is Kay Spooner, and I'm a Healing Codes coach, or a Whole Life Healing Coach now. Welcome. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is May the 2nd, 2019. This call is being recorded and will be available at DrAlexanderLloyd.com. And at our old website, I think, thehealingcodes.com/home. Okay. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of you using our products successfully, including Trilogy, whatever else you might have or might want to talk about, and we'll just be glad to talk about that. So welcome to the call. As is my habit and practice, again, my name is Kay Spooner, and as my practice on this call, on the times that I'm here, to do a trilogy, a basic trilogy process to begin our call. So I would like to do that. So I'd like for you to get yourself as comfortable as you can. If you've learned Trilogy, that's good. If you haven't, I'll try to give a little description as we go through so you can try to do it with us. You will recognize the middle portion, which is the healing, the universal healing code, plus three positions from Healing Codes 2. So that'll be real comfortable for you. So join me if you will. Let's get ourselves here. We were all doing something a few minutes ago and may have had to rush ourselves or break ourselves away from something else that had our attention or something we were thinking about or concerned about. And so now we're here with this group of people who wants to do some of this work and learn this work a little better and be with others who are doing it so that we don't feel like we're all alone in the world using these somewhat strange-looking processes. So here we are. Feel yourself in your chair or your recliner or on your couch or on your bed or wherever you are. Get yourself geographically located. Okay, make sure you're supported so that you can use your arms without stressing. For this time, we'll be using them. Think of something that you would like to, something that's bothering you most right now, something that you'd like to be different, better, less stressful. Deep breath in and out. And then do a scan of your body and just kind of notice where you might be holding some tension or have pain or pressure or lack of flexibility, any of those things that means that there's stress stuck in that spot in your body. Just notice. Don't worry about it. We'll notice again later if it's moved at all. Okay. So now as we begin this process, we think of the thing we want to change. And what we want to do first, in the first few moments, is the tapping process. And we're going to do the tapping process in order to free up and begin the movement of energy through our bodies in a more free fashion. And we're going to ask that the energy might move freely and that any blockages might be removed or released. So now we're going to tap. I'm using my middle finger and I'm with my right hand, and I'm tapping the inner edge of my eyebrow, inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow or temple area, under the eye. We're tapping, I don't know, six or seven times, as many times as it takes me to say the next thing. Upper lip, lower lip, between the lower lip and chin. Collarbone near the midline. Soft spot or sore spot out farther down on your chest, 3 or 4 inches, and out to the toward your armpit a little ways. Center of the chest, sternum, thymus gland. Okay, under the arm, below the nipple. Now on the hand with the palm down, I'm tapping on the side of my thumb nearest my body, near the nail. Index finger, same general position. Middle finger, same general position. We're going on the outside of the pinky, the side away from the body. And now that karate point, the fatty part of your hand back from your pinky. Okay. And now we're going to do what we call 9G, the back of the hand, between the pinky and the ring finger, about an inch up from the web of your fingers. Just tap there while we're doing some eye movement. Open your eyes. Keep your head still while you're doing this. Open your eyes. Close them. Open your eyes again. Look down left. Look down right. Up and over to down left. Up and over to down right. Now we're going to hum something, some kind of tune. And then we're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then hum again. Okay, now we're going to do the healing code portion. So we do the healing code prayer, and we start with both hands bridge. And we ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to our issue are being found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Remember to breathe. It's a little harder for me while I'm talking. Breathe with your diaphragm. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now we'll add those from healing codes to your left palm at the base of your skull and the back of your neck, your right palm on your forehead, high forehead. Switch those, right palm at the base of your skull and left palm at the forehead. Now both hands low belly, and I do that by putting my left hand down with my thumb at my belly button. Let my hand fall and then put the right hand on top with pad my right thumb on the back of on the nail of my left thumb and let the hand fall. Okay, that concludes the healing code part. Now we're going to do the part that goes through the chakras or energy centers. So just move your hands down as low as they will go to the base of your of your torso, and we're going to move up, and we're going to touch the body as we go up, and we're going to ask that this river of energy that flows through us would be powerful and abundant, would be filled with the love and light and life of God, and would move through the energy centers, open and balanced energy centers. And I'm just moving right up the midline and up over my forehead and crown and down to the base of my skull and the back. Hold it there for a moment. And we're going to do that a couple more times. So go to back to the base. And when you're doing this yourself, you can kind of tell when you hit some place that needs some extra time, and you can just leave your hand in that position. And then just move right on. I'm going to take an extra second or two at my throat. Okay, up forehead, crown, base of the skull. And then the final time, I'm just going to zip right through it pretty quickly. Base of the torso all the way up and over to the base of the skull. Okay, deep breath in and out. Just notice in your body if any of those stress indicators have changed at all. I feel a real difference in mine. I hope you do too. Okay. All right. So, welcome. And I'm glad you're here. We will do our best to answer questions that you have and talk to you about what's going on with you and your work with these various processes that Dr. Alex has suggested. Okay, I didn't read the disclaimer at the beginning. I kind of wondered why I got started so early, and that's why. So let me read the disclaimer. So tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only, and what you hear are my opinions. The healing codes and trilogy and the other processes are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes and these other processes deal with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we focus our attention. Okay. So, I need you to ask questions because that's what makes this this session useful to you and useful to others who will listen on recording or whatever. So that's good. There are other people who have your same questions. So remember why you came to this call. And if it was to get a question answered, then please, those of you who came with a keypad, on the phone or by the web, press star 2 to raise your hand on my screen, and it'll come up with a little number in it, so I'll be able to keep track of who's in what order. And those of you who are on the web have a chat box to use, and you can type in your question or comment there, and I'll do my best to get out. It is a different screen I have to go to, so I'll do my best to get there and check periodically so that we can get to your questions and answers. So again, your questions, your comments are very important, so please don't hesitate to put your hand up by pressing star 2 on your keypad or writing in your chat box. All right. So it is springtime here, and we're having rain and rain and rain. And that's okay, because sometimes we don't and we need it. So, hello, Patricia. Your line is open.
Hi, Kay. Thank you so much. I have several questions, and I don't want to hog it all up, so maybe I should just ask one at a time. I'm not sure how to do that.
We'll see how it goes. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We'll play it by ear. I'm on the website, www.dralexanderlloyd.com, and from that page, it's not easy for me to find the archive. Can you help me with that?
I don't know that I can either, Patricia.
Oh, okay.
I got an email the other day from Taya that said she was moving, or she was, I don't know, I assume she means copying, the archives to the new site, and she gave me the address, gave me the, you know, yeah, the da-da-da-da-da slash whatever it was, and
okay.
I lost the email right away, so I don't even know
what
that
is. I
what?
Just found it. Okay, I just
oh, did
found
you?
It.
Where is
the
it?
Yes, it's okay. It's on his website, as you said, dralexanderlloyd.com. Then the first tab says resources. Then
yeah.
I went down to two things down as calls, podcast. Then he says, okay, Thursday calls. Click here for the replays. So that's what must be. Yeah, listen now. Oh, good. Thanks. That was solved.
So it's
yeah,
resources,
good.
Oh, calls. Oh,
yeah.
Down at the bottom there.
Yeah.
I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Down at the
well,
bottom
good.
Of the resources
good.
Tab. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Thank
okay.
you
so that's,
for saying
okay.
that,
because
I
second...
need to change that on my change
oh.
that on my introduction here.
Okay.
So let me just
yeah.
do that now while I'm
oh, okay.
thinking about
all
it.
All righty, why not?
Uh-huh. Resources. Okay, good. Thank you very
okay.
much for that help.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Next
now, thing. Regarding okay, regarding the CBD cream, I've used it, but not consistently because it didn't work right away, and that's kind of me. You know, I like stuff to work right away, whatever. But I still have some left, and now I have a new way of using it because I bought an LED light belt, and I've tried it a couple of times with that because there's also heat to it, and I'm thinking, well, that might help the absorption of it, and as indeed
uh-huh.
I think it could. Now, my question to you is, with the CBD cream, is that supposed to have long-term healing effects? Let's say I use it consistently for, well, a couple of months because it does last a while, and then should I see progressive help, or is it just, and is it actual healing, or is it just sort of a...
I don't know.
Relief. I'm not sure what to expect.
I really don't know
yeah.
what we're expecting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when the introductory
oh, yeah.
work on this, when Alex was first introducing it to us coaches,
mm-hmm.
what we were talking about was all the receptors in the body that have that are made to receive the cannabinoids. So
mm-hmm.
so you know, we think of there being different locks and different keys.
Yeah.
And so we have more, what they said in that presentation was that we have more receptors for the cannabinoids than we do for vitamin C.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that makes it sound like it's pretty important to have it then, if we have all those receptors for it.
Yeah,
so I thought
yeah.
it was pretty important. But I'm also thinking that the receptors we have for vitamin C doesn't mean you just take vitamin C for 2 months and then you're done.
Right.
You know?
Well,
it can help you get past scurvy if you've got scurvy
yeah.
coming on. You know, you can get vitamin C and get past scurvy, but that doesn't mean you quit taking the vitamin C. It means you keep taking it. So I really can't say that it's something you just.
Yeah, I see what.
I can see where it can bring balance to you, and you wouldn't be so likely to get out of balance as quickly. But I can't imagine that it's something that you can just take for a little while and then you're done with it.
Interesting.
It doesn't feel
well, what would be the model in nature? Like, you know, in nature we have oranges, we have, you know, citrus fruits or vitamin C
mm-hmm.
and other sources, of course. What would be the model in nature for, I mean, how we were theoretically supposed to receive this product? I mean, I don't think God intended for us to go, it isn't even smoking marijuana in any way. It's a different kind of cannabinoid, I know. But, I mean, I'm not sure how we were supposed
I don't know.
To receive it.
I don't
it.
Know how God intended
yeah.
for us to use it, but I know we haven't
yeah.
I know
yeah.
we haven't made good use of it in the last 60 or 70 years in
yeah.
this country anyway. other places in the world, I think they do all kinds of things with it, but I don't I'm not really up on that. I really haven't studied it as much as as you need me to know about it. Does somebody else on the call have some idea? If you would like to raise your hand and say something about it, we'd be glad to hear it.
Yeah, I would. That would be interesting. But in the meantime, I'll use up what
okay,
I have and see if I get any benefits.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, the fourth question is, and this third or fourth, I forgot now. This, I did purchase the neurology custom coding guided call for neurological issues. And he does talk about open and harmonize. I finally understood what that was. I listened when I listened to the entire replay.
Yeah.
You're asking God to open your chakras and to harmonize them with all the other energy centers. So that part is good. Now, my question still holds from the very first time we ever did a trilogy. He talks, or a custom guided one, he talks about envisioning the river of light, the river of energy, the channel, what does he call it? The river of, you know, the vessels and the, you know, the river of energy.
The governing and conception vessels.
Yeah. He says we're supposed to envision this as a river of energy, and I never know which way it's supposed to be flowing in this visualization.
Okay, it flows from the base. It flows from the base up, the front one, the conception one, flows from the base of the torso up and over the top of the head to the base of the skull. And the one, if you want to picture, the one on the back, which is the governing meridian, then you picture it flowing from the base up the back, up your spine, and over the top to just below your nose.
Oh. So if I'm envisioning this while I'm doing it, I theoretically should envision the front one. Yeah,
well, whichever, you can switch back and forth.
From down
probably.
To up, I mean, if we're going from down to up in the front, then that's what we would envision. Oh.
Well, down to up in
and
the
then
front
when
and
I,
then down to up in the back also.
Yeah, so. I guess that always kind of confused me because it isn't going in a circle. It's they're each coming from the bottom and going.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like yin and yang.
Oh.
Kind of, that kind of idea.
Oh,
I
golly.
Mean, that's part of the picture of all this.
Okay.
That balancing of those two.
Interesting. Okay, so that's what I'll envision. I guess.
Has.
Okay. Oh, that helps me somewhat. Yeah, I was confused about what to envision. So, and it's light, love, and healing energy, he said, you know, going to every part of your being, really.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right.
Yeah, we all kind of have our own words for it, but that's normal because we all have our own language. That's good
and I guess we can picture it as being, well, he said light, so I guess I'll just picture a radiant light. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. Appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
And if you come up with some more comments, you're welcome to make them. I'm going to mute you, though, now. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks. Okay.
Okay. Well, those were good questions. Now, someone else has a good question, I'm sure. May not be as specific of that or on those particular items, but just general healing codes. We've got someone from New York that I don't have a name on my chart, so I don't know who you are. But I'd be glad to talk with you. I'd be glad to hear why you're on the call this evening. So if you would press star 2 and talk to us, that would be wonderful. We have a couple others that are regulars on the call, and we appreciate you being here too. So let me just check for the web folks and make sure I'm not ignoring someone over there. No, not now. Okay. I would be very interested to know, I think I know from one or two of you, but I would be very interested to know from those of you who will share what it is you get out of these calls, what it is that keeps you coming to them or brought you to them in the first place? What is it that we want to enhance what we're doing to help and to change what we're doing that doesn't help? We don't think it helps probably just to make something on your schedule, but if it is very, very helpful and you can express in some way what that is, that might be good as we evaluate all our activities and what we're doing here. I'm not suggesting we're going to change anything. I'm just gathering information. So if you'd feel comfortable sharing that, you can press star 2 and we'll get to you. Otherwise, are there any other questions or comments or anything else going on? I was just, before we got on this call, I was just looking at Alex's rapid eye stress, what's he call it? Rapid eye stress relief, a reducer process, that is under the all access on the website. So I don't know if all of you have that or not. But he was talking about being able to let your eyes do a rapid eye motion, like we do when we're having what we call REM sleep, which means rapid eye movement sleep. That's often when we're dreaming or we're processing stuff that's gone on through the day. And you've heard, I think we've heard that those people who don't get to REM sleep or don't spend enough time in REM sleep wake up tired. They really don't get their rest. So I'm thinking that's an important part of processing that needs to happen. And if we can learn to do it other times besides when we're sleeping, then maybe we can use that to reduce stress in our lives also. So it's another one of Alex's ways of helping us balance our systems and reduce the stress. So that's what he's all about. He does it in lots of ways. So we appreciate all that. I need some help. Somebody put a hand up. Tell me what you're here for, or what we need to do or say or be for you this evening. Yes, Patricia, thank you.
Oh, it's me again. So
yeah,
I really do. Yeah, thank you. I really do appreciate the Thursday calls on so many, many levels. For one thing, as I think I've gushed over the healing codes a lot of times on this call, and it's really from the heart, because this is my practice. This is my way of connecting to the divine. It's for me, it's prayer on steroids. It's so direct method to get to spirit, and I truly appreciate that. And also, to me, it serves as my meditative practice and my psychological practice. And anyway, getting together with hearing a host give directions on it every Thursday is important. Sometimes, you know, you're there to answer our questions, and I often have questions, as you know, and it helps clarify my process for me. And it's also very, very nice to feel that I'm connecting, however silently, you know, even if people don't always participate, I know they're there. It's good to feel that you're connecting with a group of like-minded people doing the thing that is most important to me. In other words, that the healing codes process. So it's to me, it's a sacred community, and I just can't imagine being without it ever again. I'm so grateful that my friend Juliet informed me about it in, I think it was 2013 or 14, in an email. Yeah, so that's
great.
What it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you wanted to say, I will.
Well, that's why you wanted our feedback about what the cult mean to us.
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
There may have been some. You're welcome. I'm not sure if there was going to be something else I was going to say, but if there was, I kind of forgot right now. But if I think about it, I'll ring the bell again.
Good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Would anybody else like to tell us why you're here or what it is that's special about this time that makes it valuable to you? I certainly understand the value of knowing there are other people doing this actively, because I remember as a new coach back in 2003 that we coaches began to get together every week in order to just be together and talk about what we were doing and why, and you know, and some people would describe it as, I got to talk to other people about why I'm pointing my fingers at my head, what I expect it to do. And so, you know, then others would say, well, I did such and such, and this changed, or I helped somebody do it, and that changed for them, or my dog, you know, quit running away, or quit hiding under the bed, or whatever it was that the dog was having problems with when I did codes for them. So that, you know, we needed that, and we got together every week on Saturday morning for the longest time, and then we started doing it monthly, and we still get together monthly and talk about the processes and learn from Alex and all that stuff, because it's important when you're doing something different and there aren't people around you to encourage you. It's easy to lose focus and to lose that. It's not the desire to do it, but you know, the resistance starts coming up. Well, this looks silly, and well, it, you know, you're not really accomplishing anything, and what do you think's going on, and you know, all that. So it's good to get together, and that's why we think these are important. I think it's one of the biggest reasons. But, you know, there are not a lot of people that take advantage of it, but I'm not sure how many people are coming in on the calls, on the recorded calls. Often I get a new client who says they've been in the archives and have listened to a whole bunch of the Q&A calls, and I'm pretty impressed with that. So, you know, I guess they're really valuable to people who are wanting to get up to speed and needing a whole lot of reinforcement and to hear different voices. You know, I've talked before, too, about hearing different teachers teach about the same kind of thing, because after a while you hear the same teacher, you quit hearing the message. The voice becomes just kind of part of the world, and you don't really hear the message. So, okay. Candy, is there anything that you'd like to say to us this evening? I've unmuted you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had unmuted me. Yes, I would. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Kay and Patricia and everyone on the call. I think got into the calls about the same time you did the healing codes in 2003, and my reason for it was I was in 100% pain in my shoulder blade area and had pain throughout my body. It was probably about a 3-year process before I could see some benefits in the release of pain. And I think all my issues, I would say I know 100% of all my issues stood from the fact that I had unforgiveness issues that I hadn't resolved. And once I realized that through God's word, through searching it, then I begin to see the pain, you know, resolve. And I no longer have any pain, and I'm very grateful for. So it's made me really, that's the thing about the healing codes and through what that Ben has said and Dr. Lloyd, it's, you know, a lot of issues that people have, I do believe, come from having unresolved unforgiveness issues. And once you resolve those, it makes a 100% difference in your life. And that's, you know, and one reason why I am committed to the healing codes and also hearing, you know, Dr. Ben speak. And he would, you know, used to have the immune recovery clinic now I can't think of where it was at, now they had it. But anyway, he was out in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe, and he was saying that, you know, the cancer patients that he dealt with and what his research spoke of is that most of the people that had cancer, not only, you know, like he said, and I believe it's from the research he had done, had had cancer, you know, probably had started in their bodies 10 years before you could actually be documented that they had cancer. And he would say that, you know, he believed that basically 100% of those people that had cancer, other illnesses were due to the fact that they had unforgiveness issues. And that really began this, and this is, you know, why I was doing what I was doing, really began to speak to me. And as I deal with people, Q-Homs, church people, on and on, it's really made me aware of, you know, of how in each one of our lives, if, you know, if that we do have unforgiveness issues. And one thing I strive to do in my life is to live in unforgiveness. You know, I want to be forgiving. I want to be kind. I want to be loving towards other people. How they treat me is between them and God. But I want to make sure on my end that I am treating people with God's love, with love, truth, and light. And like Alex says at the end of all of his calls on Wednesday, people, you know, it's very important that we live in the moment, every moment, in love and truth and light. And I 100% believe that. And so I'm trying to live my life that way. I know I don't always do it. I know I'm like anybody else. I'm not perfect. I sin. And I can be before God asking for his guidance, for his forgiveness, and for his direction. But I want to live in love and truth and light and be loving, kind, have that forgiveness towards other people, no matter what they do to me, to know what may come my path, to instantly forgive. Forget what's gone on, but just instantly forgive that person or whatever, and or however they have affected me. Forgive them on my part and live abundant life that the Lord has called us to live for him.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful sermon. Good job.
Thank you.
What it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Getting our eyes off ourselves and onto the Lord and to the positive kindness and joy and peace that is available.
Absolutely.
So good. Good, good, good. Thank you. Okay. Well, I have recovered, as far as I can tell, from my physical things that were going on with me in January and February and part of March, so I'm I'm much better and back to full strength and doing whatever needs to be done around here, so we're just chugging right along. So anyway, good for everybody. Okay, Patricia.
Yes, you mentioned Dr. Alex's All Access program, and I am familiar with what it is, but I never did subscribe to it, principally because I don't think I would have the time to avail myself of the resources, and then I'd be annoyed that I wasn't getting my money's worth.
I understand.
Anyway.
I understand.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of curious. Do you happen to know if he does mention the use of infrared and LED lights to heal
I don't know that he does. He talks about the Halo system.
Yeah,
which
I remember
is,
that.
Which is LED. And it's LED in the violet range, not ultraviolet, but whatever the other violet range is.
Oh.
The Halo light. So
now, have you ever used that?
Yes. I have the halo here. I have the halo system, and I use it to treat my water, all my drinking water. And I use it directly on things, too, when I can get to them directly.
Oh. Can you notice any specific benefits, or you just kind of have to hope for the best and trust that it's working?
Well, I've not stopped doing it to see what the difference is again after I started. You know how that is. Sometimes you have to stop doing something before you can tell what it was doing.
Yeah, and it's very subtle, isn't it? So that you didn't notice when you started using it that things were different.
Well, I noticed that I had more energy, I have noticed little things like the texture of my fingernails is different. More sturdy, less like flaking and cracking and stuff. Mm-hmm. I noticed that I don't know. I use the Halo system comes with treatments for with vials through which you shine the light into your water or into your body. And so it has them to enhance the immune system, to relieve pain, to help with skin issues, just innumerable things that it's good for. And it has several vials that are used for when people are diagnosed with cancer. So that's the person who perfected it is one who healed himself of blood cancer with it. So, so I use it all the time. I mean, I use water that I've treated with it all the time. And I loaned it, as a matter of fact, a young lady who has lots of babies. Well, she's had lots of babies. She has one baby now. had mastitis, and she was having real pain and cracking and all that in her nipple and et cetera, and pain shooting through her body. And I loaned her my light with the pain one and the skin one and the immune system one. And she used those for about 2 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks and felt like it had made a lot of difference. She could tell immediately the pain was somewhat less and the skin reacted quickly. The texture of her skin and the pain and inflammation in her skin reacted quickly. Positively to that. So, you know, that's somebody that had an issue that has used it. When I had my surgery, I used it directly on the incisions for pain a few times. When I didn't want to take my pain medication anymore, you know, after the first 3 or 4 days. But it was still painful to when it was about time to go to bed, for instance, I would use the light on my incisions and just kind of get everything relaxed and feeling better before I went to bed. I can notice things like that when that kind of stuff's going on. Now, just generally every day, I just drink the water and go on, you know. if I do something to stress myself, then I might get the light out and shine, you know, use the pain went on a particular, like if I work in the garden and, you know, hurt my arms or do something like that, then I can use it directly. But generally, I just use it daily. So anyway, so light is a carrier, and so you can, it's valuable. Now, the vials are real important in the Halo system. It's not just the light, but anyway. Mm-hmm. He uses that spectrum of light because it's the best carrier of the imprints of the stuff that's shining through the vials to get pick up to move into the body.
Jeez.
So anyway, that's more than I know about the halo.
Yeah, thank
I told you.
You
more than I know.
Because yeah.
I'm certainly not an expert in it either.
Well, can I just ask you, when you use the light, I forgot what it looks like if he showed it in the initial advertising.
Looks like a flashlight.
A flashlight. So do you have to hold it the whole time or what? You hold it to your
Yeah, but it doesn't take very long. It doesn't take more than a minute
oh.
to do a treatment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like if I shown it on my back, for instance, where I have that the back pain, that I would hold it, you know, just with my hand and hold it there for a minute or so on each area?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, interesting. And
but it's
and
expensive.
One, I know
it's
that.
Expensive.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
But
well,
my
what? Impetus for doing a lot of these things is for my daughter. And when I got it for her and tried to use it on her, she was taking a medication that made her really sensitive to heat, and she
oh.
couldn't use it at all. But
oh,
I
there's heat
it,
with
I,
the light?
Well, not much, just a little. But this medication
yeah.
she was taking was just making her really sensitive to it.
Oh.
So I put it in her water all the time.
Oh.
But you know, we don't you try to use it on her skin. Now, she's not taking that medication anymore. She might be just fine with it now. But mm-hmm. But I don't approach it too much. I just put it in the water.
Oh. Now, could you notice a difference of the taste of the water?
There's a difference in the feel of the water.
Oh.
It feels... it's really difficult to
yeah.
describe. It feels
yeah.
less substantial. It like
oh.
if water had kind of an edge to it when it's normal, it doesn't have the edge to it anymore. It's real smooth.
Oh.
And so it almost feels like it doesn't quench your thirst as well. Like your thirst
oh.
like it needs more to quench your thirst. Because it really
yeah,
doesn't,
yeah.
you know, it's really smooth. But that's, there's no taste other than, you know, but there
oh.
is a difference in the palate.
Yeah.
I don't know how you describe that. I suppose wine connoisseurs would know how to describe that, but I don't even know how
oh,
to describe
it. Oh, I see,
that.
Yeah. Right. Oh, it sounds very interesting. Gee, I wonder... So, regarding the pain on your incisions, did it make a dramatic difference or a subtle difference? Or
it brought relaxation. It brought reduced of stress right around them,
mm-hmm.
so that they could
yeah,
you know, I felt relaxed. There was a little warmth, not
mm-hmm.
much, a little warmth, and it just felt, yeah, they just felt like they just kind of, you know, like that. And I wasn't having a lot of pain anyway, but but it just, it felt like a, well, more than a nice warm towel or a heating pad or something would do, although it wasn't the heat of it, it was just the sensation of the relaxation and the
yeah.
being cared for. Kind of.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Does that
so
make
the
sense?
Format you Yeah. So the format you say is like a little flashlight. So it's not hard to use. You wouldn't say it's hard to use.
Well, I don't think it's hard to use. I mean, there's some places it's kind of hard to get to. That's why I put they suggest you can use it in under your tongue for systemic
oh.
stuff, you know, or in your ear.
Or you can flash the light in those places.
Yeah, in your nose for viral kind of stuff, if you're concerned about viral stuff.
Yeah.
Directly on your skin. You can't do it through clothes. You have to do it directly on your skin because you want the light to get to your skin.
Oh,
or to get to your body, you know, to the tissue.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a chance to what I'm using now.
Sure.
But I'm just thinking, like, I'm trying different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what we're supposed to do, I think.
Yeah, if one day I may consider the Halo, if, you know, I mean.
Well, I think it's a valuable tool.
I
considered trying to get rid of it, but I think it's valuable. And every once in a while somebody, you know, says, well, I'm really hurting here. I got this issue. And I said, try this. You know, and they go away with it, and they go, oh, well, that was pretty good.
Well, why in the world would you why would you even consider getting rid of it? It was very
well because it
as you
because
say.
It cost so much, and I was and Beth wasn't using it. You know, I got it to help her, and she wasn't using it. So I thought that maybe I could recover that, but I've decided that wasn't the right thing. I needed to have it, so I will continue.
Oh,
to
you
use
mean
it.
You would have gotten some money back?
Yeah. Yeah, somehow I would have sold
it
to somebody else or something. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Now, are those vials, let's say you broke one or something, can you replace them?
Yes, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
That's the expensive part of it. The flashlight's expensive, too, because of the way the technology of the lights inside. But those vials are 50 and 100 and 300 and $500 a piece.
Yeah.
So.
And they last forever. Let's say if you're careful with them.
They do if you're careful with them. Yeah. He hasn't had any degradation. He said
mm-hmm.
over however long he's been doing it, 10 years or whatever. So.
Yeah. Interesting. Now. I mean, let's say. I mean that it's a one horse operation. That man who sells them. I mean, let. You know, I mean.
Well, pretty much, he's got some people that help him, but he's the main guy. He gets things manufactured for him. You know, the case for the light, and, you know, and he found the sourcing for the light bulbs and that stuff. But he makes the vials, as far as I know.
Well, what if one day, let's say in 100 years, he could no longer do that, and then you've just...
Well, we hope he's taught somebody by that point.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going
to
happen there.
Well, it's interesting to hear about it. Yeah. Would you consider the all-access program worth it, let's say, if somebody had time in their day?
Well, I think there are different levels of it. So
yeah.
There are some levels that are like $20 a month and others that are more
expensive.
Yeah, what
do you get for that?
I don't really know. You'll have to go look.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you click on it, it'll tell you what the levels are
included. I thought I did that the other day, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of promoting it for a while.
Well, the fact that you're on this call every week, Patricia, you're catching most of the stuff, I suspect, that's being, I mean...
Mm.
I mean, at least an introduction to know whether you're interested or not. You know, Trilogy was a free program that you could get without getting on All Access, right?
Yeah.
And so
the 3-minute version.
The big things that Alex wants everybody to have, he makes available. So anyway, somehow or another.
I was a little intrigued by that rapid eye thing that you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I don't know if there's a... Way
it's
too.
Right. I was almost going to have that done. I went to a therapist.
Well,
and
he was talking
like...
about the therapists who do that, and that this way your body is deciding what's the best for you, rather than having a therapist tell you what to do. And he thinks it's more effective that way. So
interesting.
Anyway, and you could get all access for 1 month, and then you know, learn all that stuff that's on there, just, you know, kind of dedicate a month to learning everything and then turn it off if you wanted to.
That's an idea.
You wouldn't have to keep it.
When I do have the time. I'm thinking of retiring at some point, and then at that point I would do that.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, that's an option, too. Okay, well, I think we better close it off here. I think it's about time.
Golly.
So let's make sure everybody else is okay. We have any other questions or comments? Thank you, Patricia. I appreciate it. Let me just check the web and make sure we haven't missed something over there. Nope. Okay. All righty. Let's do a quick trilogy. So let's put in the, figure out now what's come up for us now. Maybe it would be things we'd like to have and can't have right now, or time pressures, or maybe even our discussion has brought up some more unforgiveness issues in our, from our hearts that we need to let go of from Candy's conversation. Whatever it is, let's get that in mind. And then let's just do another quick trilogy, and I won't do all the description. I'll just guide us through it, okay? So we're ready to go with the tapping. Inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, collarbone, sore spot, thymus, center chest, under the arm, below the nipple, hand, thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, up and over to down right, hum. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hum. Okay. Healing codes portion, both hands bridge. We ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts, souls, and cells, both hands. Adam's apple. Right here is where I remember to breathe when I'm talking through this. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Palm to the base of the skull and the right palm to the forehead. Switch. Both hands, low belly. And move the hands down, and we'll ask that this river of energy be filled with love and light and life and be powerful and abundant. And it will flow through balanced and harmonized energy centers. Be distributed wherever it needed to be. Up and up and up and over the top. base of the skull. Second time from the base. Here we go, up the midline. And one last time. Okay, relax. I could tell a difference in how I felt doing that that last portion this time as I did at the beginning of the call. I could tell a lot of difference in the way my body felt. Okay, thank you all. I'm going to open the lines. You say goodbye to each other. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Kay. Good night, Candy. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Kay.